Amos chapter 8, God prophesies of a time that we find ourselves in, and that is a time when there will be a famine of, not of food and not of water, but as you'll see, of something else. So we'll start here in chapter 8 of Amos and verse 9. We'll look down Amos 8, 9 through 12. As soon as I can find it in my Bible, it's in here somewhere, I know. Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos. Okay, there we go. Amos chapter 8, verse 9. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the morning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. So tonight we talk about a famine. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for your word, for the privilege to open it. We pray you'll use it now to teach us and grow us. And Lord, as we look ahead to the next event in our lives, may we get excited that your coming is soon. May we prepare for it. And may we realize how fortunate we are to have the word, and have access to it on a regular basis. And Lord, may we avail ourselves of that as we talk this morning. So we give you this time. Bless it now in Christ's name. Amen. So in the first 10 verses here, God again is warning Israel of coming judgment, which a lot of it came to pass with the captivities, which Amos was written prior to the captivities of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. But some of the judgment, of course, also takes place, as we've seen, during the tribulation period. And so this prophecy that he gives here in Amos has multiple fulfillments of prophecy, some during the tribulation, some now, as we'll see. And so really he's talking about two famines in this passage, isn't he? A famine of hearing and a famine of finding. And those are two different things. So as he says there in verse 11, there comes a famine. When we normally think of the word famine, we think of food or water or a lack thereof. God says, no, it's not either one of those. It's a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. God prophesied that there will come a time, and we find ourselves in that time now, and it will happen again in the tribulation period, where man, for the most part, does not want to hear God's word. Now, yes, it will be in the tribulation period. And if you go back to chapter 5, we saw this in verse 18, where he says, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. We already know what the day of the Lord refers to. That's the tribulation. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. So when that day comes, that day of the Lord, it will be a time of darkness. It will also be a time of spiritual darkness. If you go to Matthew 24, Jesus, as he was answering the disciples' questions about the end times, he talked about this tribulation period that's coming. And man not hearing the word is part of that. Notice Matthew 24 down in verse 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I've told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. So the day will come in the tribulation period when there will be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. The Bible talks about in 2 Thessalonians about how Satan will deceive with signs and wonders. And man will believe that the devil is God, and they will worship him as God. and they will not be assembling to hear the word of God. They will be assembling to worship Satan. Can you believe it? This will be the whole world. They will be worshiping Satan, believing that they're worshiping God. And they will not be receiving the truth during this time. So there's coming a time of a famine of hearing, the tribulation period. Of course, right now, there are some unsaved who aren't hearing it because they don't have opportunity to hear it, sadly. You know, we were commanded as Christians to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There are still places around the world where people don't even have an opportunity to hear. Now, they can seek out a copy of the Bible, but they don't have ready access like we do to the Word of God or to preaching of the Word of God. And so for them, they're in the middle of a famine, aren't they, of hearing the Word of the Lord. And believe it or not, it's even being fulfilled in churches, isn't it? Where the time would come when man would not want to hear the word. Shocking that Christians wouldn't want to hear the word, but God said it would happen. So let's look at it in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And both of these passages we'll look at, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, are referring to now. They're referring to what we often call the latter days or the latter times or the end times. And we all know that we're in those times. And so this is a partial fulfillment of this prophecy of a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Notice 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So God said in the latter days, latter times, he calls it here, men would give heed to or listen to, rather than listening to God, they're going to be listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And there's plenty of devilish doctrines out there to listen to, sadly. And then the next book over, 2 Timothy 4, and verse 3, again, another prophecy about the latter times, which we're in. He says, 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Isn't it amazing? People get up and go to church so they can hear fables. That's what God says would happen, and we see it all around us. They go to church, and they hear a bunch of fables, and they hear a bunch of teaching that's not scriptural. And they are there in the midst of a famine of hearing the Word of God. And so it will be true in the tribulation, this famine of hearing. It's true for the unsaved who don't have opportunity to hear through the gospel-preaching Christians. And it's true in the churches today, many of them. But sometimes it's even true among Christians. And we talked about that in James this morning, didn't we? So let's look at it again. James chapter 1. God says that when we hear the word but don't do it, like we saw this morning, we are what? Deceiving ourselves. So as he says here in James 1, verse 21, we looked at it this morning, lay apart all filthiness, superfluity of naughtiness, receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 24, or verse 23, if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So there are even Christians who are in the midst of a famine of hearing God's word. How sad. So that's the first part of the famine, that people would be starved for hearing. Definitely in the tribulation that will be the case. It will be hard to hear the word of God in the tribulation period. Very hard. It will only be underground churches made up of people who chose not to take the mark of the beast, who will be hiding out from the government so they don't get their heads cut off. And they'll be banding together in caves and wherever with a copy of the Bible. But that's going to be few and far between. And then the unsaved are in this famine, and many Christians and churches are in this famine. So that's the first part of the famine, is hearing. But God takes it even further in verse 12 of our passage in Amos 8 and says, they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. So God says not only would there be a famine of hearing it, but there will even come a famine of being able to find it. How, you think, well, how can that be possible when it's still the most published book on earth? But it is possible, because many unsaved are searching for it and nobody will tell them, and so they go to the internet and what do they find? A bunch of rubbish. And many unsaved aren't even willing to submit to it as the authority. They don't want to hear it, and so they can't find it because they've chosen to stay away from it. And we see that all around us. Go to 2 Thessalonians 2 and we'll see this. You know, the Bible says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is today, is it not? I mean, we have more information available to us than mankind has ever had. At our fingertips, literally, on our phones. If you were to be able to have a time machine and go back 100 years ago and say to people in the Old West, hey, there's going to come a time when you can pull a thing out of your pocket and talk to somebody on the other side of the world. You can even pull up the information about anything at any time on this little thing in your hand. You know, it's kind of like what we thought back when we watched Star Trek as kids, us old people. We thought, that's impossible. And now we do it. And yet, with all this information out there, people are in a famine of finding the word, finding the truth. They can find anything. But notice 2 Thessalonians 2, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and then they perish because they received not the love of the truth. They chose not to receive it. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. And so the unsaved, a lot of them are searching, but nobody will tell them the truth. The cults are happy to tell them false doctrine. The YouTube is happy to tell them false doctrine, but they aren't going to find the truth in a lot of cases because nobody will tell them. And honestly, there's another aspect of this, I believe, and that is this multiplicity of versions. It's just gotten so out of hand. You know, I can remember when I first started preaching, you know, we would talk about the couple of other versions that people would use, but now I can't even list them all. There's so many out. And those versions have so many problems and omissions and doctrinal changes. You know, thankfully we all agree that the King James is the Word of God in English, but not many people agree with that. Most people think we're very narrow-minded to believe such a thing, that we're actually foolish to believe such a thing and ignorant. And so they'd rather believe, well, it's just out there, but it's kind of all different. And they all disagree with one another, but it's collectively there. You just got to search for it and find it. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? How are you going to find it? If you lay out 10 versions on the table and they all disagree with one another, how do you decide which one's right and which one's not if they disagree? Well, you get to make that decision in the end, right? So who's the authority? You or God? It's pretty basic, isn't it? And so that's a part of it too. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Part of it is because people are having trouble finding sound doctrine. Even in their own Bibles, quote unquote, that they bought down at the Christian bookstore, there's a lot of stuff in there that's not doctrine. It's stuff that's been distorted. And so there's going to be this famine that we're already finding ourselves in, where people, they are not able to hear it or don't want to hear it, and they're not able to find it or they don't want to find it. And what's going to happen as things get worse, if you go to Deuteronomy 13, is people are going to try to find it in the wrong places. And it's already happening. I know I keep picking on YouTube, but let's face it, you find whatever you want there. Anybody in his basement can post a video now and teach doctrine. Deuteronomy 13, look what God says in verse 1. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. A lot of times when people read this passage, they say, oh yeah, well that's obviously a false prophet because this prophecy didn't come true. But that's not what it says, is it? Actually, it did come true. How's that work? The devil's powerful. And his power will truly manifest itself in the tribulation period. The Bible says that they will deceive, if it were possible, as we just read in Matthew 24, inasmuch as if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Thankfully, it's not possible to deceive the elect. But if it were possible that people be so deceived by miracles, by wonders, by signs, and all of those wonders and miracles and signs are only going to be for one purpose, and that's to lead people away from God, not toward God. So they won't find the Word of God. They'll find false teachings. They'll find false prophets. They'll find all the wrong things. And you know, Jesus warns us that this is coming, and yet people just flock to false doctrine. Somebody goes out and says, I'm going to start this wacko church with all these wacko teachings, and people just fill the place up. Yes, we want some wacko teachings. Give us more. How does that work that way? Well, we're in a famine. We're in the middle of a famine of hearing and of finding God's Word. And a lot of Christians even are looking in the wrong places. They're looking to emotion, to feelings. God says we can't trust our feelings. We can't trust our heart. A lot of them are looking to tradition. Can't trust that. We can only trust this book. And so we need to count ourselves fortunate. Number one, that we have a copy of it. And number two, that we understand its importance in our lives, that we're willing to, like we talked this morning, get into it, study it, memorize it, meditate in it, expose ourselves to it, because it has the power to work miracles. And you know, the Holy Spirit is here to guide us into all truth. So rely on Him. Because as we get closer to that trumpet, there's just going to be more and more false doctrine. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 that the deceivers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It's just going to get worse and worse. It's not going to get better. Sorry, I'm not trying to be a naysayer, but it's the facts. It's going to get worse. There's just going to be more and more and more false doctrine out there, and people are going to flock to it more and more. So let's be thankful we have this and we believe it wholeheartedly. Amen? Because we're in a famine. We only have to look around to see it. And the famine is only going to get worse after the trumpet blows. And the Holy Spirit and the church leaves. Then it'll really be a famine. So for now, let's do our part to help people find and hear God's perfect Word. Amen. A famine. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you've